Country Club FM.
That bell's sounding good. I think somebody tuned it up when I was gone. Somebody slapped some WD-40 on there.
Sounds like it. Yeah, I mean, that is
sharp.
Yeah.
Today's Bob Almanac. Sadly, we had a couple of Almanac salutes yesterday. And I also want to clear something up because somebody texted in yesterday. Remember we, Bobby Knight, it was
chair
the
throwing.
Anniversary of his chair throwing. And
right.
I asked the question, we kind of speculated on how many technical fouls did he get
right.
during his career? Because that particular instance, he got two right there. T
yep.
and then a T, he got double teed.
Double teed.
Somebody looked it up and sent it in and said basically he only had about 30 to 35 technicals in his time between Indiana, Texas Tech, and his time at Army.
Army?
I wow. find that hard to believe. I really do. And I didn't look any into it. I trusted it. It looked like it was an inquiry that came up and was popped up by AI. And, of course,
yeah.
AI basically searches the web in seconds. And that's what they came up with. If it would have been a bigger number, I'm sure it would have come up with that. So I'm just, I'm a little surprised.
I am, too. Right? I would have thought he would have had that
only 30
over
to 35.
2 years.
Exactly. Yeah. He's got three just coming off the bus when he's on the road, right? Spurred on by the visiting crowd.
Exactly.
Oh, we're getting freezing rain in Sauk Center.
Uh-oh.
Freezing rain in Sauk Center. Look out.
That's never fun.
We do have, as I mentioned before, we had two Almanac salutes yesterday. We have one today.
Wait a minute. We're allowed to have girls in our dorm room?
Not girls, Gil. Women. We're college men now.
Isn't college great?
It's going to be a great year.
Me and Gilbert were fantastic as nerds. That, of course,
yes.
Anthony, what was his name? Anthony Daniels? Is that the one who played Gilbert? Of course, it was Robert Carradine who played Lewis. Anthony, not Anthony Hopkins. Gall darn it. I'm forgetting things now these days. I suppose that happens when you're old. You just can't.
It does.
You just can't recollect those things. He eventually was on ER. I know who I'm talking about. I just can't come up with his name. But Robert Carradine, and sadly, took his own life.
Yes.
He took his own life. We had Rondell Moore. The Viking player that did it just this, few days ago that was reported.
Mm-hmm.
His family issued a statement Monday calling Carradine a beacon of light to everyone around him, but took his own life after a years-long battle with bipolar disorder. Of course, one of the famous Carradines, David Keith. Robert.
Keith was his brother.
Yes.
And
so
John
was David,
Carradine was his
was the
father.
Yeah. David Carradine was the one, was Kung Fu.
Yep.
Keith Carradine was I'm Easy. I'm Easy.
Yeah.
Remember he sang that song? He was a singer and an actor, and he was featured in a few seasons of Dexter.
Robert Carradine, his first role when he was a young lad was in the John Wayne movie The Cowboys.
You are kidding me.
He was one of the kids that, signed on with the Duke for the cattle drive. He was probably, at the time, 14 or 15 years old in real life.
Well, he had the connections.
Yeah, he did.
And
he was also in some early Bonanzas. I'm almost sure he was in a Gunsmoke as well. For sure, I remember him in Bonanza.
Probably in a Kung Fu, too.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Just like Keith was, because Keith was in there, and he played David as a younger Kung Fu.
That's right.
Fu fighting. Those cats were fast. He was fast as lightning.
Yeah.
Certainly. Robert Carradine, dead at the age of 71. He was also on Lizzie McGuire, the television show.
Yes.
For people that may be a little younger and watch Lizzie McGuire, 71.
They said he struggled with bipolar.
Yes.
For the last
long
couple
battle.
Of years.
Years long battle with bipolar disorder. Robert Carradine now gone, but not forgotten. Tuesday, February 24th, 55th day of the year, 1868, the first parade featuring floats celebrated Mardi Gras. The event was held. The first Mardi Gras was not in New Orleans, Neil. You know where it was?
I don't.
Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Mobile, Alabama. That's where it was. So the tradition of the float started. When did the tradition of the whole beads and women exposing themselves, when did that start?
I think that had to be in New Orleans. But
But I'm saying sure. When.
I don't know.
Mobile, yeah. Alabama is much more conservative, I would say, than probably New Orleans.
I would think so.
At some point in time. Must have been. That sounds like something that would have happened in the 70s. Plastic surgery got really popular then. 1976, we had the introduction of a pretty popular American tradition and classic.
7-Eleven's Big Gulp, the big drink for a big thirst, our best value. Your favorite flavor poured over ice, fresh from the fountain like you used to get it. You got a big thirst, get a big gulp.
32 ounces of soda when 12 ounces just wasn't enough. 7-Eleven came in and said, we'll give you 32. Yeah. All the sugar. And I think that's
it was
when,
a great thing.
I think that's when what's-his-name from Cocoon and the Quaker Oats commercials. I think that's when he got diabetes.
Probably.
It was from the Big Gulp. And see, what's his name? I can't remember his name. Wilford Brimley.
Yes.
Wilford Brimley.
I had my share of Big Gulps, and it probably led to mine.
How much?
My diabetes. I don't know. We didn't think about it then.
No,
I mean,
no, exactly. Just guzzling it really, down, the Big Gulp. 32 ounces. 1976 is when the Big Gulp. And that changed how things were done at convenience stores, because up to that point, and you could go there and fill it yourself.
Yes.
That was a big change, too. So
that
all these other
chains
started doing that as well. And you could mix it up. You could put some 7-Up with your Coke. Yep. Or you could take Diet Coke, which wasn't out yet. There was very little. 1976, people don't realize this. There were very few diet sodas. There may have been Tab by then, and that was it.
Yeah, I was
there
about
wasn't
it.
Diet Coke. That didn't come until the early 80s.
Yeah.
It's food that built America, as we know. How about 1980? Here this date.
The crowd going insane at the moment. Bedlam in here, stomping. 5 seconds to the gold medal. 4 to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true!
2 days after the big miracle on ice against the Soviet Union, you know, the U.S. still had to win one more game to win the gold.
Yep.
And they beat Finland 4-2. Had the U.S., you know who would have won the gold medal had the U.S. lost to Finland?
I don't.
It's not Finland. It would have been the Soviet Union. No, because they did a round-robin points thing.
Oh.
It wasn't quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals as it is now. It was some kind of a round-robin goofy weird thing. And because the Soviets beat Sweden 9-2, had the U.S. lost that game, they would not have won the gold medal. It still would have been a big win over the Soviets, but it wouldn't be the same thing, would it? Had
no,
we
not
won
not.
The gold. So I'm glad that Herbie and the crew and all those Minnesotans, they were able to follow through and get the win over Finland. They were a team of destiny.
Yeah. Herbie kind of told them, you know, you lose
he did.
This
game, that's right. That's right.
You'll take it somewhere to your grave.
Exactly. Yeah. I remember that's a great quote, of course. And then 2002.
Russia launches a full-scale attack on Ukraine from multiple directions. Ukrainian CCTV captures these images of the Russian military crossing the border from Crimea to
Vladimir Putin announced the start of special military operations in Ukraine, trying to demilitarize the country. Russia launched then a full-scale pre-dawn invasion by... doesn't Russia have enough land? Leave Ukraine
sure
alone. And it's not the Ukraine. I grew up learning that it was the Ukraine. And then somebody did a comic bit about it being not the Ukraine. You don't hear him say the Montana.
No.
If it's a multitude of states, you can say the Soviet Union, but you wouldn't say the Hungary.
Right.
The Mexico. So, and this thing's still going on. We're trying to find a way to end it.
Without, sooner the better,
without escalating. Escalating. That's the main thing there. You don't want to escalate. You got a nuclear power there.
Yep.
Got to tread lightly, I guess. We're going to move on to birthdays now today. I don't like talking geopolitical stuff. Let's get into some music here.
Oh, Johnny, get angry. Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had.
The singer Joni Summers. You remember this hit? One hit wonder, Johnny, get angry. Johnny, get angry.
Seems like an extra syllable in there.
Don't make Johnny angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
Right. That's good.
Special certain metamorphosis occurs. So Joni Summers here today is 85.
And that was our bicentennial barbecue. You wearing some kind of Uncle Sam costume?
It was Wonder Woman.
Why were you wearing Wonder Woman?
Ask her, okay? She bought it.
It wasn't Wonder Woman. It was Uncle Sam. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I was the only Uncle Sam with cleavage.
So the actress Jenny O'Hara, who was on My Sister Sam, and then she played Doug's mom,
yeah,
on The King of Queens. Very good poker player. Oh. But you'd play at home in Florida, but only for condo fun bucks. Isn't that what you play? That's what you golf for, right? You guys don't play for money down there. You're down there for Villages fun bucks.
Yes.
Villages fun bucks. That's what you're playing for down there per hole. How many fun bucks per hole down there for you guys?
50.
Yeah. And that's
we
for
go
like,
big or we go home.
That's right. And that's for what, like brand flakes? You can.
Yeah.
You can
Metamucil and
you can
brand
redeem
flakes.
Him for Metamucil, brand flakes, and Ben Gay. So that's Jenny O'Hara. She's 84.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
From Manfred Mann, not Manfred Mann, but the guy who sang lead for them on their 60s hits, Paul Jones.
She looked good. She looked fine.
I don't know. I still might prefer Bill Murray. Singing that, Neil.
Yeah, from Stripes.
Yeah, from Stripes. So Paul Jones played harmonica and was the singer on Doo-Wah Diddy. He was the Manfred Mann lead singer from 62 to 65. So anything after that, which I think Quinn the Eskimo, I think, was after that. And then obviously he didn't sing lead on Blinded by the Light.
You're right.
But Paul Jones here today is 84.
Say you don't want me in that gay pride parade. Well, I say deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that float. You need me on that float.
Oh, this is my favorite part.
Sir, we're looking for a simple...
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Little play on Jack Nicholson,
yes,
and A Few Good Men. He was the mayor on the show Spin City.
Yes.
That was Michael J. Fox's follow-up show
yes,
after he had done the Back to the Futures and actually Actual Family Ties, and he returned to TV and was in Spin City, and that's a funny show.
That's a good
show. Making yep, fun of city government, which there's nothing. Making fun of any government, I'm all for. Because it's just ripe for making fun of, don't
yes,
you think? Yeah.
It can be comical.
Barry Bostwick is 81.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together.
Rupert Holmes.
Like a worn out record.
This song, Escape. But because everybody just called it the Pina Colada song,
Colada
that's just
song,
what they call it. They basically ended up having to put that in parentheses.
Yes.
It's a good story. It's a good story song and how it ends. It's a surprise ending, isn't it, Neil?
Yes.
Very surprise
yes,
ending. Yes, here you go.
If you like Pina Coladas.
Now, that being said, one of his other hits is called Him, What You Gonna Do About Him. I actually like that song more than Pina Colada song, because Pina Colada song gets used a lot. You
yes,
hear that in a lot
they
of spots.
They overplayed it.
You hear it,
it
in commercials. Oh, it's good. It's excellent. It's one of the greats
yeah,
of all time. It's yacht rock personified.
Yes.
And Rupert Holmes today is 78.
Knowing the day I was born.
This is not yacht rock, Neil.
Gather round.
Nope.
And wide wonder.
George,
in your face.
George Thorogood is 76 today. His band, The Destroyers.
Hell right away.
Used to be the devil.
I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Yeah, why did they change from the Delaware Destroyers?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw them at the Medina with the Destroyers, and it was awesome.
So that's George Thorogood, 76.
Well, you know I love my family. It's just sometimes I want to get in the car and run them all over. They forgot my birthday.
One of the moms from that 70s show, she was Kitty.
Yeah.
75.
You can send me north, send me south, just don't send me past my house.
Happy birthday, Sammy Kershaw, today. 68 for Sammy.
I want a ticket that'll take me anywhere from here. A ticket that'll
take me anywhere but here.
He's had a lot of hits, and
yes,
he's still out there performing, is he not?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Sammy Kershaw is 68 today. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is 49 today. See, they just announced a big fight with him and Manny Pacquiao.
Serious?
Yeah. Coming up, a fight of the century.
He's almost 50 years old.
Yeah,
and he's gonna...
yeah. I mean, George Foreman was 80. So yeah, 2015 is the last time they fought. So they got a September 9th, 19th battle at the Sphere. The Sphere. In Las Vegas. Netflix will be set to stream it. And our rapper of the day, Earl Sweatshirt. Earl Sweatshirt.
Hooded or...
I don't know. Probably hooded. They like to be somewhat secretive and incognito. So Earl Sweatshirt of the hip-hop group Odd Future is 32. It almost seems like a royal designation, like Earl of Sweatshirt. He had Earl of Sandwich. Why not Earl of Sweatshirt?
I guess.
So Earl Sweatshirt, our rapper of the day today, 32. I'm thinking more crew neck, though, for this one.
Yeah. Gone but not forgotten today. We got a couple of people here to talk about. William Grimm, one of the Grimm brothers. That's double M, by the way. Grimm brothers. Remember the fairy tales like Little Red Riding Hood, Sleeping Beauty? Did they do Hansel and Gretel?
What about Mother Goose and Grimm? Don't you remember that? Wasn't that a comic strip?
It might have been. Anyway, he goes back a ways. Born on, with his brother Jacob. They did all those popular fairy tales, 1786. He was one of the first five inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame. One of the first, I guess, guys that you would consider five tool. He could do it all. The Flying Dutchman, Honus Wagner. Still considered one of the greatest shortstops of all time, 1874.
So they just, did you see this, that somebody just sold a Honus Wagner card, one of the Holy Grail Honus Wagner cards. It had been in the family for a century, $5 million.
Jeez. Yeah, there was just, there was like two or three of those in circulation, and they were just very valuable. Well, $5 million, that's pretty impressive. Honus Wagner, 1874, and he was on board when the Japanese surrendered and signed the papers, old man. U.S. Navy Admiral Chester Nimitz, born on this day, 1885. First audio, one of our favorite characters, from Barney Miller, Abe Vigoda was Fish.
Hello, hello, good morning. How's everything this morning? Boy, you're feeling chipper today. Found a great new cereal. Doctor's bread. I slept like a log.
You eat cereal before you go to sleep?
What else have I got to do?
You didn't see Fish chipper very often, but it didn't take much to get him chipper, obviously.
Evidently
he
not.
Was regular.
Yeah, he was a great character. Abe Vigoda, 1921. Stephen Hill was in movies and it's TV theme time.
He was on a season or two of Mission Impossible.
Nice.
And Law and Order, too, long time.
Yeah, Law and Order.
Several times.
Yeah. Stephen Hill right there, and he was born on this day, 1922. From The Godfather and other things, actor L. Leteri, 1928.
Beth, Don Corleone. I need a man who has powerful friends. I need $1 million in cash. I need Don Corleone, those politicians that you carry in your pocket, like so many nickels and dimes.
What is the interest for my family?
30%.
You can see there's Marlon Brando with that with that tissue in his mouth to get that get that voice. He was Virgil Sollozzo. Remember him from The Godfather?
Yes. Oh yeah. Yep. Al Leteri played that part and was born on this day, 1928. 1932, John Vernon was in some movies. Ernest Goes to Camp, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka. And, of course, Animal House, 1932, John Vernon.
He was the dean.
Mr. Dorfman.
Hello.
0.2. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
He was a great dean at Faber.
Yes, he was.
Faber was a great school because of that man.
Yes, and he was in many westerns and other shows. Fine character actor John Vernon, 1932. James Ferrantino was in plenty of movies and shows, too, born on this day, 1938. And Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bobathon brought to you, made possible by, and presented by Logan Companies Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Ramsey.
Sure.
Would you like to go with Mel McDaniel, Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On, Redneck Yacht Club, Craig Morgan, or Brad Paisley, Wrapped Around?
I'm feeling like Craig Morgan today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG.